Okay, we are back with my co-host, who is Alan Green, CEO of Brand Communications, and then with our very special guest, Ryan Littleston, who's Director and Trading Analyst for Forex Live.
Good morning.
How are you today, Ryan?
Not too bad, yourselves?
You're always cheerful, Ryan.
Yeah. You've got to be cheerful, haven't you? Yeah.
Is that because you're making lots of money every day? Just keep, you know, I bet you bought cable at 130.65 today.
I wish I had.
It was right on the support of, you know, the 20th of July. I was looking at that and but it was went right down there and then straight up again. It was amazing. Isn't it?
Even I could have been tempted at that level. And that's saying something.
Yeah.
I don't trade Forex as a rule.
No, it's just a fake. It was a fake out. That was rather nasty.
Yeah,
I think it looks
people
like people are like looking for it to go to. But anyway, it's your take. You're the director and trading analyst for Forex Life. So what's your take at the moment?
Yeah, I was looking at the 130, 80, 70 area. That was a support area which held last Friday, I think it was, and early yesterday, and then we saw the break. But you know, it may have sucked a few people in, but you've got to look for that confirmation, you know, and it didn't hold as resistance afterwards, and then we just started flip-flopping above it, and we had the data from the mortgage data this morning, which wasn't as bad as many might have feared.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe allayed some of the fears about Brexit, and off we've gone back above 131.
But we're really expecting the Bank of England to do something, to come up with a bazooka, the dreaded bazooka next month. I hate these bazookas.
Yeah,
I said they wouldn't do anything at the last meeting. No, we had all that expectation. They're going
80%.
Yeah, and they did nothing because they said August was the day they were going to do it. So they
so
they
you
get to
just
do
have
it.
Have to listen to what they said. Listen to
just
the words.
Sometimes just listen to what they say. You know, and they've got the inflation report coming out as well, which is where they'll get to explain everything. And it's just a statement, a press conference, really.
I think they're determined to show it's business as usual after Brexit, though, aren't they? That's why they didn't react. There was no emergency budget, no interest rate rise. So I'd be surprised if it does drop in August.
Yeah, I'm still wary that they'll actually cut. I think my heart says, you know, they probably will cut because they say they're going blood and thunder on it. But my head thinks, you know, why do they need to cut? You know, there's enough liquidity out there.
Mm.
You know, it's too early to really say the economy is going to tank or do anything. You know, we've had one report, the construction PMI, that dropped, and then obviously we had the services drop as well. You know, I think you've got to give it a good 2, 3, 4 months before you see whether there's a trend. But they haven't got the luxury to sit and wait. They've got to seem to be acting, and that's what's going to push their hand, I think.
Yeah, but isn't the other issue, nobody actually, I don't think we've actually got any proof that any of this, fiddling around works.
No, but they have to be seen to do. Yeah, they have to be seen to do something. Though. Mm. You know, they can't sit on their hands and then the economy craters, and then everyone says, "Well, why didn't you do something?" And if they do something and the economy craters, then you know, it's the old rock and a hard place for them both. So.
Right. Well, I'm just on this. On the note, we've got a couple of slides. I hope there's nothing like last week. I'm still taking tablets for that.
No, I've got a few more of those in the pipeline.
It came as a profound shock to both.
It was actually yes. And I became like, you know, Mary Whitehouse with that. You know, it was just like, is there going to be any nudity or something? But no, it was. It's this looks less dangerous than that.
Well, it depends whether you're long or not. This is the oil chart, the WTI contract, US oil. Sitting on, you know, we've had another drop. You know, it got to the highs, and everyone's thinking, here we go. Producers thinking, you know, start switching the pumps on again.
Yep.
And, you know, we're heading south again, and we've hit an important support point here, around about the 43, 42 area. You know, break that, and we could be heading back down to the low 40s or even worse.
So is there anything to stop it just going back down to the floor again?
Well, it seems not, because the story is emanating around the news wires. You know, people are thinking now that the demand isn't going to be there. You know, global growth isn't there, so the demand isn't going to be there, which is something even throughout the rally, I've said, the demand hasn't suddenly picked up, you know, and supply certainly hasn't dropped. So the dynamics for the oil market are still there. And you get to a point where, as I say, the price goes up, the producers start thinking, OK, let's start switching the pumps on again, all those rigs that we turned off. Let's start getting them out there, getting some money in. Again, the supply builds up, and this is what you see. It tips over again.
So. Yeah, I think, well, the cost of recommissioning a rig is massive, so it's only the really big producers that can do that. So I would imagine they want to see some consolidation around this level before they make their call. But, what's your feeling, Ryan? Do you think it's going to drop?
I think it's got scope to drop further. I mean, we watch the Baker Hughes rig count every Friday.
Yep.
And, you know, we've had months, probably a year or so or more, of seeing rigs drop.
Mm.
And all of a sudden, the last, I think, 3 or 4 weeks, you know, they've been picking up, you know, nothing great, but they're increasing rather than decreasing now.
Yep.
So
yeah.
That just shows
you're an oil man, actually.
Everything.
I always thought you were you're an expert on everything.
Yeah.
It's just interesting because I don't think we've discussed. I don't remember. I mean, that doesn't actually mean anything because I've got such a bad memory. But I don't remember talking about WTI with you. But it's interesting now that it is at a we're just shut your eyes and hope that it's not going to it's going to rebound from there. But next chart, please.
So obviously one of the leaders into oil is the Canadian dollar.
Yeah.
Big follower. You know, it's completely ignoring roughly Canadian fundamentals at the moment. You know, you get a strong oil move and it's stuck to it like glue. And, you know, we've broken an important resistance here at the 31.90, 32 mark. It's gone all the way back through the year. And we're going to be hitting up towards that 38.2 fib and that 200 moving average there. Now, I think there's a potential trade here ahead of the Fed, because if that creeps up to that level, that might be just far enough where, you know, traders are going to say, OK, we're going to draw a line here. And if that happens before the Fed, then I think if the Fed disappoints, we're going to see, obviously, dollar drop.
Yep.
Now, match that off against the weakness in oil. If that's maintained, then that's going to keep a bid in this pair.
Double reason to buy.
So yeah. You've got a chance to maybe, if we hit there before the FOMC, then, all right, that 33 level might be a good little short, or at least somewhere to take profit if you're long.
Yeah, yeah.
And then, you know, reload if it's unchanged, you know, and the dollar dips, if it dips significantly, that's something to load up on longs if the oil price, you know, remains soft, because it's going to just pump straight back up again.
Yeah.
Right. And are you expecting a bigger move after that, after the Fed, or is that...
If the Fed's hawkish at all, then, you know, all bets are off, then that could be up, you know, another 200-300 pips by the end of it. But I think if it's the same old Fed, you know, we're worried about risks, this, that and the other, dovish, you know, don't know when we're going to raise rates, then I think, you know, all dollar pairs are going to be susceptible to a move. And this is one where it's going to go against the current trend with oil. So, you know, it's kicking it out of kilter, and that's something I look for when trading, you know, when a trend is kicked out by another factor temporarily.
Okay, well, we'll see what happens. Yeah. Ryan Littleton, Director and Trading Analyst for Forex Life, thanks for coming in today.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks, Ryan.
We'll be back after the break.